Well, hello to this unique interview where I speak with a real life client who's undergoing online therapy as we speak. And the person I have with me is called Polly. She, it's not a real name, it's a pseudonym, but she's kindly volunteered the time to talk a little bit about her experiences of online therapy. So welcome, Polly.
Thank you for having me.
Can I just ask you how long you've had online therapy for? How many sessions would have the engagement been?
I have had online therapy for about 18 months, probably 20, maybe 30 sessions in that time. It's been quite a lot.
Okay, and has that been via telephone or video link?
So when I first started my sessions with my therapist, I had two telephone consultations, and then we moved on to online therapy.
Okay, well, that really kind of gives us the background. And was there a reason for moving on to online therapy? Was there?
She suggested that we did online. I was quite dubious about being online, just being able to see my little face in the corner there, seeing all the ugly crying and the rest of it. But after about two sessions, I didn't even notice myself in the corner. I just focused on the therapist and we cracked on.
That's really interesting, isn't it? So initially that you were a little dubious about it. And also the idea of seeing yourself was, the sense I get was it was a little bit distressing maybe to start off with?
Yeah, definitely. It was, yeah. I've never been a big fan of having my photo taken I have a distinct lack of self-confidence. So therefore there was that element around it.
So did the therapist do anything to alleviate your concerns about seeing your face in the screen? Did they explain that to you?
Yeah. So she explained that there were different settings that we, use Zoom for our sessions. She explained about the different settings that there was available to it, so that you can either have at the beginning I had my face as the large picture, and then once I'd shrunk it right down and had her face as the large picture, that made me feel a lot more comfortable.
So I guess initially the therapist worked with you to to make sure that your concerns were kind of assuaged a little bit, and that your the issue about having seen your big face on the screen, or the screen, should I say, the screen showing full size, not that you've got a big face, the screen having a full size, she worked with you and helped you to use your settings to minimize that. Would that be right?
Yep, that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, how do you feel the connection is between you and your therapist working remotely online?
I must admit, I have a much better connection with her over video than I ever felt I had over the telephone. Nearly gave up after the first two consultations. She tried to encourage me to go on to video calling from the day dot. So from the offset, she's like, go on to video calling. It's worked really well for me. I have clients all over the world, and this is how I tend to do things. And I said to her, I'm just not comfortable with it. She's like, that's absolutely fine. We'll start with the telephone and then we'll go off from there. And then after the first telephone session that I had, I didn't really feel a connection. I just thought that it felt like I was calling some sort of helpline, and it was not, there was no warmth there. It was just quite cold. And then once she explained to me about the different settings and how easy the Zoom is and all of those kind of things, I then found that doing the online sessions so much nicer. And at that point, my anxiety was very high, and I probably couldn't leave the house to go for a session anyway.
So the transformation or the move from telephone to video sounds to me like you developed a different connection with your therapist.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and it also sounds like the situation you're in, not being able to leave the house, that form of therapy was really useful for you because you could access it at home.
It was a complete life changer. I genuinely believe that. I genuinely believe that if I hadn't have found her at the time, or she found me, whichever way you look at it, I don't know where I would be, to be honest. I was in a very, very dark place. And thank God for the video calling. That's all I can say. Wow. I have to admit that I did probably the first 4 video sessions in my bed.
Yeah.
And she was just, she encouraged a safe place for me, wherever I felt safe, wherever I was comfortable to be talking, wherever was somewhere that I could have that space. It didn't matter where it was. If I wanted to sit in the garden, I could sit in the garden. If I wanted to sit in my bed, in the kitchen, it didn't matter, as long as I had that safe feeling.
So you could create your own safe space. You had the choice to find a space within your home that felt safe. You said you could either be in your bed or in the garden or anywhere. But
yeah.
you took the opportunity of finding somewhere safe for you.
Yeah. And that was massive for me. It was really big, because that feeling of being safe, I could then open up and we could move on.
Yes. Yes. You felt contained, in other words. And these word contained, it's about being held, I guess, by the therapist.
Yeah. And she, whether she's spent a lot of training doing it or whether it just comes naturally to her, she has an amazing way of keeping eye contact. And she has her own little office set up, which is, it's like a log cabin type thing. It's very homely, it's very warm. And having that backdrop instantly gave me a little bit of calm. So I've only really thought about that recently, to be honest, but it's a nice thing to look at. It's not too busy, it's just very calm.
Yeah, so the first thing that I'm really picking up was the therapist sounded really confident about online therapy. It didn't feel like it was second best or just a filler for face-to-face work. She projected confidence in online therapy.
Yeah, massively. And I think that's probably due to the fact that she has international clients.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of it. And she literally, from within about 5 minutes of my first session, I felt comfortable.
Yeah. And the backdrop is especially useful because when you're working with your therapist, should I say, she's maintaining eye contact, and the backdrop kind of promotes a kind of safe space, almost like you're in her therapy room. I'm maybe putting words in your mouth, but that's what I'm picking up.
No, absolutely right. And you kind of get swallowed up into it, I think. And when you sort of embrace that calmness, visually, it helps to be able to continue with the work that you're doing.
One of the things that a lot of certainly newer online therapists are concerned about is confidentiality and using a third party platform. We're using Zoom today to conduct this interview. How do you feel about the confidentiality aspects of using a service such as Zoom? There are others available, I have to say, but how do you feel about the confidentiality aspect?
Unfortunately for me, or fortunately, my partner does cybersecurity. So he quite regularly tells me which platforms I should and shouldn't be using. on a confidentiality thing. So so recently Zoom has come under some real confidentiality issues. So I advised my therapist of that sort of stuff, and she has moved to a different platform. But I imagine that if I wasn't in the know as such, I'd probably be blissfully ignorant.
Yes. So the message there is you're fortunate enough to have someone with expertise that can.
Indeed, yeah.
And your therapist didn't have that expertise. With the best will in the world, she didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the message there is, if there's a therapist watching this, is to gain that expertise, is to do that due diligence, and make sure that you're using the platform you feel is secure. And yeah. And it's interesting you say that if you hadn't had that expert information, you wouldn't have you would be blissfully unaware. You would have just carried on. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. One question we had in was, have you had face-to-face therapy before? And if you have, how different does it feel? What are the differences between face-to-face and working online?
So I have had face-to-face therapy before, but not with my current therapist. Mm-hmm. My current therapist currently is 100 miles away from me. So hence the reason for telephone and online therapy sessions. To be honest, because my anxiety was so bad, I wouldn't have been able to go to a session. But for me, the safety aspect of being at home and not having to go into a strange place that's the therapist that I used previously, the room was quite clinical. It was very white. It was there wasn't a huge amount of warmth to it. So for me, because I can find that at home, and also with being at home, I'm very lucky that my therapist works bizarre hours. She doesn't just work 9 till 5. So that is really helpful for me. So the face-to-face stuff, I don't feel like I got as much out of it. And it could just have been the place I was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have that, like that comfort feeling that I could just express myself, just because it was all a bit cold and a bit white and a bit clinical and a bit official.
Yeah. So it feels like the rooming was a big part of how you experience therapy, and by having it online in your own home, that helps with feelings of security, and you use the term warmth.
Yeah. Definitely. And I think I find it a lot easier to open up when it's comfortable, when I feel that I can just be, rather than sort of sitting face to face with that opposite energy. I can find that a little bit intimidating. So that may just have been the therapist I was using. I don't know.
it might have been, but it feels like being in your own home empowers you.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One question that came in is: do you drink tea or coffee during the session, and how does that affect the session or the counsellor? So, I guess the question is, do you, you know, how are you when on the camera? Do you feel you have to turn up and it'd be a very formal session, or, you know, would you have a mug of coffee and take a coffee with you? You know, how do you interact with your therapist, and how does your therapist interact with you, I guess, in that way?
Yeah, so I don't find I feel like it's probably the most informal type of therapy you can get. I have turned up for some of my sessions literally just out of the shower, so my hair is soaking wet. I always have a drink, whether it be a hot drink or a cold drink. I find having a hot drink very comforting. And because of that, I mean, my therapist, she always has a glass of water. And I think, yes, I do. I feel it's very informal, but that suits me well.
Yeah. Does that inform the therapy, that informal style? Is that helpful in your process?
Yeah, definitely. I must admit, my therapist is very, well, she always looks amazing. She's always done her hair. she's got her makeup on. She's comfortable in her being. But she has made it very clear to me that as long as the sessions are helpful, it doesn't matter what I look like. It doesn't matter what I am doing, as long as I have the focus on the therapy.
Sure.
And the time that she gives me to process things is the time I can sit there holding my warm mug of whatever. And it does give me a comfort, and it does give me that time just to reflect.
So you can be yourself really in therapy?
Yeah, massively. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I must admit, I have sat here with a glass of squash before now, and I have had to tell her that it's not wine, just in case she thought I was having a glass of wine. But yeah, I don't eat, but I do drink.
Sure.
And and I find that if I'm being very emotional, having that drink and that a little bit of time out is massive.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's interesting from a therapist point of view. There would be some therapists from different modalities who sometimes use the term, you know, drinking down your emotions. You know, I think our friends in the Gestalt world may use that as when people drink or eat, they're kind of swallowing their emotions. But you know, it does really feel that you feel comfortable, you feel accepted, you can be yourself in a space that is comfortable for you, given the fact that when you first started, leaving the house was really, really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the dog's always cuddled up next to me. She sometimes makes an appearance. But yeah, it's been a life changer, definitely.
In terms of processing, Many therapists consider that when someone leaves the therapy room with face-to-face work and then go out into the world, they have some time to decompress. In other words, they may travel home on public transport, may drive home in a car, they may even walk home or cycle home. But in that disconnect between the therapy room and making the way home, there's a time to decompress and to kind of take stock of things. I guess if you're having therapy in your own home, you're not going to have that kind of space between leaving the therapy and returning to your home. How do you find that process?
To be honest, my therapy sessions are an hour long. I then always have 15 minutes afterwards, just to sit and just to be, to do that processing. But that is something that I've learned over time, works well for me. Mm. I quite regularly, after I've had a session, go out for a walk.
Right.
If I'm having a session, I'll always leave walking the dog until after that session. And I try not to do it around the school run. I have two young children, so I'm quite regularly have a session either after I've completed the school run in the morning or in the evening once they're in bed.
Yes, and would it have been helpful if your therapist had suggested to you maybe take 15 minutes to sit down and decompress, or maybe go for a walk afterwards? Would that have been a helpful intervention if that had been suggested?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a big fan of walking anyway. Sure. That is one of my things that I find that I use to relax. So I think that would, if somebody had put that in the forefront of my mind, I think I definitely would have gone, oh, that's a great idea. That is a great idea. But you sort of muddle through, don't you, when you haven't quite got the education.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's really useful, as this interview is for therapists who are practicing. I think to hear you say that, I think is going to be really useful, because, you know, in terms of what we know about how therapy works, it usually works as effectively between sessions as it does in the session, as people mm-hmm. have time to process. So I think that's really, really useful. You touched a little bit on managing the family dynamics and finding time for you. How important is it that you actually set a time and find a space where maybe the majority of your family aren't around or none of your family are around?
It's essential for me. Mm-hmm. I'm really lucky because my therapist works evenings. So I can put my children to bed and I can disappear upstairs or disappear anywhere to have my sessions. I have before now had a session sat in the car.
Right.
So I've done it over Wi-Fi off of my phone. It's not the best. I didn't find it was the best idea that I had in my life, but it worked. And I recently come out of a very domestic abusive marriage. So the car was always a safe place for me.
Right.
So I've done that before just to get some space.
And that was your idea, the phone in the car. You
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and as I said before, my therapist has always said to me, I don't care where you are, if you're halfway, I live in the southwest of England, if you're halfway across the moors, or if you're on the beach, if you're comfortable there and you're happy to talk, then we'll go wherever you want to go.
So it's led by you?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, yeah. One final question that's come up is the question of fees. And someone asked, do you expect to pay less, I guess, for online therapy than or face-to-face?
No, I don't expect to pay less because I'm paying for the same service I'd be getting face-to-face. They've had to go through the same education. They still have to have the same insurance. They still have all those overheads. Okay, they may not be hiring a room, but I pay the same amount for online therapy as I do for face-to-face therapy.
And I guess, as I said, one final question, there is one that I didn't ask. at the commencement of therapy, did the therapist explain what online therapy was? And if so, how detailed was it? Was it enough for you to understand, or a little bit of an overwhelm? Whereabouts were you there?
I think because we transitioned from telephone to online, there was enough information. It definitely didn't send me. The only thing I found overwhelming was the fact that I had to look at my face. So other than that, because it's made so simple, she sends me a link, I click on the link and we go. So technologically it's not overwhelming. I think the only thing that I've felt a bit anxious about is the fact that the battery on my laptop might run out. So it's just having the just that little bit of prep that you think that you don't think about, or I didn't think about. It has run out before now, and I've scrabbled around to get charger leads and things. But that may be that she has, because of the place that I was at when we first started, she always said to me, she gave me that reassurance that it doesn't matter. These things don't matter. We just need to try and not let it happen regularly so you miss out on time. So, it's now a big joke for us is that have I plugged my laptop in so I have enough juice?
Would it have been helpful if your therapist had have alerted you to that and said at the commencement of therapy and say, just make sure your laptop's plugged into the mains because you can lose power? Would that have been helpful if she'd have spoken about that at the commencement?
Yeah. I think at the time I was in such a bad place at the time. I didn't think straight. I could just about manage to open my laptop and turn it on. I think when people are in that very dark, dark place, I think all those little things that people think are insignificant are massively significant. As I said, she made a big, it is a running joke. And for 18 months now, we talk about my laptop dying.
Yeah. I think again, that you make an interesting point. Your therapist met you where you're at. She was more interested in helping you with your emotional things than the technical side, really, because that was where you were at, really, wasn't it? You needed support.
And she did make it very, very simple. And in the fact that she sent me an email with a link on and I just clicked it, done.
Yeah.
And that in itself, for people who aren't very technically minded, is amazing.
Yeah. And I think as we come to the end of this interview, that is one of the big lessons, the big takeaways that I'm going to take away of the ease of access. You know, the fact that it wasn't a locked door, you just literally clicked onto a link and your therapist appeared and you met. And you are continuing therapy, you're still in therapy?
Yeah, I have another session tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Polly, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to meet up and share your experiences. From what I'm hearing, I think you've provided just so much valuable information from a client's point of view. So, Polly, thank you very much.
You're welcome.